Hello there, what's up, and welcome back to the Boopenhoff podcast. My name is Jamie, I'm your host, and I'm back with a little dose of encouragement. I really believe that with mindset shifts and these little golden nuggets that I share with you each day, that you too can change your life for the better. I really hope that today's pep talk inspires you to go after the life that you deserve. So, if you are the type of person that likes to make lemonade out of the lemons that life hands you, then this podcast is for you. So let's get started. Number one. Don't judge each day by the harvest that you reap, but by the seeds that you plant. And that is by Robert Louis Stevenson. I really like this quote because I think it reminds us that it's not so much what's happening in each day, it's what the seeds are that you're planting. So even if you are not seeing the growth in your podcast, your YouTube channel, your job, it's every day going in to that place or putting forth the effort that takes to make it one day a success. So let's not focus as much on the harvest that we're reaping right now, but the seeds that we're planting right now. Number two, some of you do have clinical depression. However, most of us are really just depressed because we're not living into our purpose. So think about that a little bit this week, because we need to figure out, do we have clinical depression or are we just depressed because we're not doing things that make us happy? So try to figure out what your purpose is. I know it can't be done overnight usually, but ask some people what you think you're good at. What are things that you do well? Or even just think about it. Sit down in some meditation, get a little bit of time by yourself this week sometime, and just see, you know, what is it that I'm good at? What can I do all day long? And if I was to ever be paid for it, it would just be a bonus. So, and then start living more into that. Start going in that direction so that way you can start living your purpose. Because when you start living your purpose, you're going to become happier. Like for me, I thought I was clinically depressed all them years ago. And then I got the movie The Secret. And I couldn't believe that just by changing my thoughts and my mindset, I really could have a better life. And I didn't believe it, you know, but then I thought, well, I mean, I'm so tired of being depressed that it's worth a shot to get up and just say one positive affirmation. And that's where it started for me. I started saying one affirmation, and after that, it just kind of went, it just went from there. I started researching personal development. I started researching more of that movie, The Secret, and exactly what it was about, and I just kind of throw God in the mix of it too. Like, it's not just all about me, you know, because like some people like to say that the movie The Secret is not necessarily God related, but I think it's neither here nor there. I think sometimes people take things out of context and they just don't, you can mix The Secret with God, you know, like you can really go out and do nice and kind things for people and you can think positive. God wants us to be happy. So just mix The Secret with God, and, you know, there you have it. There is exactly what you need out of life, I think. So, okay, number three. Just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. So going back to that, the movie The Secret, and just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day, this whole concept is something that actually did change my life. So I'm living proof that just waking up with one positive affirmation, put it by your bed. So, you know, the minute you turn your phone off from the alarm, you see the positive affirmation on the index card sitting there, or create an alarm on your phone. So like, when you know you're going to be up every day, just set an alarm on your phone and then make that alarm say, I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. And the more you start hearing that and saying it and repeating it, the more you're going to start living into it. The more you're going to find reasons to believe that you are healthy, wealthy, and wise. So the positive thought in the morning really can change your whole life. All right, number four. Life is all about perspective. Your trash can be someone else's treasure, so always be grateful. So think about what it is you have to be grateful for this week and write them down. Try to write 4 to 5 things down that you're grateful for, or maybe one each day if you keep a journal. I really do like to end my day with my gratitude and the things that I'm happy for. So as I fall asleep, I don't take any sleeping pills or anything like that. But as I'm trying to lay down and go to sleep, I list everything that I'm grateful for. And usually by the time before I finish my list of the things I want to talk about and say and pray to God, I'm asleep. So, you know, sometimes people say, well, I have to take sleeping pills to sleep. Well, I can honestly say, I think if you end your day with gratitude and thinking about all the things that you're grateful for instead of all the things you're worried about, because I think stress and worry, I think, keeps us up at night. So, like, if you start thinking about the things that you're happy about, then I think you can actually fall asleep a lot better. I mean, it's worth a shot, right? I mean, you don't want to be addicted to sleeping pills. So, yeah, I think just, you know, ending the night on a positive note instead of all the things you're worried about. And if you're thinking about your to-do list, then just go ahead and grab out your phone or a piece of paper and write all the to-do list out for the next day. So if you get it off your mind, then maybe you can sleep. So, yeah, I think just, you know, I think just changing your perspective on things can really help a lot. So, okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, so 5, I think this is number 5. God does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called. So, see, that's just it. We think that God calls the qualified, but he actually don't. Okay, he already knows what he wants you to do while you're here. He already knows where you're going, all that. You just need to get silent and get still and have some prayer so you can hear what it is he's trying to tell you. Because when you hear what it is he's trying to tell you, your life is going to get so much better. But the thing is you have to stop thinking about everything that's going on and going wrong so you can get silent and you can hear what it is he's trying to tell you. Because when you hear what it is he's trying to tell you, your life's going to change, honey. Your life's going to get better, and you're going to start living into your purpose. What he, you know, like Terry Savelle Foy says, you know, there's a clipboard, you know, and it says what you're called to do, right? So you got to listen for it. You got to be looking for it. You got to set an intention during the day to hear it. You know what I'm saying? So if you can just remember that God does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called. So he already knows what he's got you here to do. So you just got to, you got to listen for it though. Okay, so next one. Opportunities don't just happen, you create them. So here we are. We create our own life, okay? So if God has a plan for you and you can hear it because you've got silent and you've done some meditation, you've done some prayer, so then you can create your own life exactly how it is you want it. So now, not everything is going to turn out exactly how you want it, right? Because sometimes it works out better. Remember, like, it doesn't always go as we think. Sometimes God has a different plan for us. So you just gotta be open to the possibilities of sometimes we gotta redirect, you know, sometimes we gotta make our own path. So I think with a little bit of faith in God, a little bit of listening to God, and a little bit of knowing what it is you want, I think you can really start living the life that you absolutely love. So with that said, y'all, I hope everyone has a wonderful week. You are beautiful, you are amazing, and you are talented, and you deserve a great life, so please don't sell yourself short on any of that. Don't forget to check out boopenhoff.com and Boopenhoff Handbags on Facebook, because every day is a great day when you get a new handbag. So with that said, y'all, be beautiful, be yourself, and I will talk to you later. Have a great day.